What's up, Unlost fam, and welcome to another episode of All of It. As always, I'm your host Jay. With me is
Cece.
And you know what? Fuck shit, goddamn. The race was shit. All right.
Yesterday's race, y'all. Yesterday's race.
Yeah, we're late on the episode because
I had some shit happen at work. So
yeah, so we're doing it today. Yeah, I know. And on top of that, we're supposed to do an hour of this, but we're gonna do another episode today, push it out there so that way we can give you guys that hour, I promise, but it's split up in sections and we're talking about two different things. But get back into this race because
I am gonna say this. I'm proud of my US. I'm proud of my people.
Don't be proud of that, because you wanna know why motherfuckers won? You want to know why motherfuckers won? Because the U.S. use single, so they're on catamarans. And if anybody who is into sailing, a lot of the race was single hull sailing. So instead of the three, they kicked it over to one side. And for guys and girls of the Unlost fam who don't know anything, like not know dick about sailing, basically a catamaran has three bottoms and they stayed on one of them so they could
not necessarily balance but
lessen the amount of drag in the water, because the wind speeds did not get above 15 kilometers an hour, and
that is pretty damn slow.
So they need to be going, what did it say, 30, 35? I think it was 30. Yeah, I want to say 35, 30 to 40 kilometers an hour, and for them to be on the foils, and it just didn't happen for anybody. Like nobody. Like out of all three races, they maybe have gotten on the foils like
30, maybe at the most,
like a few times, like a handful of times. And it wasn't just the U.S. It was literally everybody, all nine countries in the race. And it wasn't so much of a bad race, as far as it was more of a strategy, because the strategy that was implemented was, which one do you want to do more? Do you want to go further? Do you want to go faster and have to make up more distance so you could catch the wind? Or would you rather make a smaller distance with less speed? So
yeah, and that's what everybody was like confused about, but they came up in there,
and somehow the U.S. figured how to balance it out. And you guys can go see the whole replay of the race on sailgp.com, or look it up on YouTube. Season three, Saint Tropez. CLGP, actually. Yeah.
But yeah, it was that race right there was a bunch of bullshit. I would have been like, you know what? I would have told y'all from the jump, I ain't watching it. If I would have known this crap was gonna happen.
But you guys know me. So the fact that they had hit adversity and they actually figured out a way to not necessarily still have a race, but make it more interesting. Because I don't know. I guess I just find sailing as a whole interesting. And so going from when was the last race? Was it on Thursday?
Yeah, I think it was.
No. It was on Saturday. Yeah, the last race was on Saturday. They were hitting like 90, damn, like almost 100 kilometers an hour. And then we hit today where they can, like, the most they can do is get up on one hole. Like, it was crazy, man. It was really crazy.
It was just not sexy, period.
All in all, it was pretty good. But, so to break down the race, the first race, they had to shorten it because it was so, they had to shorten the track because it was so, like, so slow. And then
it hit 14 minutes. So,
and then they had to terminate the race because they only allotted 14 minutes for a single race to be done, but they were moving so slow and that they had to cancel two legs of the race. They were only able to do 4 legs. And
now the rules is if they terminate it, they give you like another like minute or two if you're close by the finish line to see if, you know, if you would have won fair and square. Most of the time is whoever's in the top three already wins.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But, I want to say it was on race 5, I want to say. Canada had like 10 seconds to get over the start line, and they were just dead in the water. Like, they didn't make it at all.
Oh, yeah, that was your team.
No, that was Canada.
Really?
Yeah, that was Canada.
Oh, no.
Yeah. New Zealand actually came to be in the top three for the championship race, for the sixth race. And there was actually supposed to be four races, but of course they were moving too slow, so the committee was like, well, let's just go ahead and cut it short. Bundaba.
Right.
But the final, as the score goes right now, far as the season championship goes, it is Australia with 42 points, New Zealand with 41. Yo, Aussies, I'm going to need y'all to do a little bit better.
Don't do that.
Great Britain with 34 points. Fourth place, Denmark with 33.
Where's U.S.?
U.S. is in 7th with 25 points.
Damn, bro.
I told you, like, throughout the whole season, U.S. has not been doing good.
Well, sure, they did good these two races, these two days.
And that's why I'm saying, like, Jimmy Spithill,
do some metamorphosis.
Bro, he had to train into, like, the hyperbolic time chamber or something, because homie came out the gate. Like whooping ass, like on Saturday, and like once he figured out how to actually maneuver correctly, he was going in, man. But like I said, Denmark is in 4th with 33 points. France is in 5th place with 31 points. Canada is in 6th place. Sixth place.
Jesus, but that was difficult.
Sir. I don't know why.
Oh my God.
Sixth place with 29 points. U.S. 7th with 25. Spain 8th with 15.
Damn.
And Switzerland in 9th with 12 points. Oof. That's the overall points for the championship, for the season championship.
Yeah.
And yesterday's points were obviously the U.S. won, so they got
some points.
They got that
bonus. It was like 20 points if you won.
Yeah, New Zealand got second, and Great Britain got third. So as of right now, the ones in the running, far as the season championship goes,
is
Australia, New Zealand, and Great Britain. And the next race is going to be the 24th and the 25th, I want to say.
Of this month?
Yeah.
Is that everybody or just them three?
No, it's everybody.
Okay. Come on, U.S. Okay. I need that same spirit that you got. Okay. Let me repeat that. That same spirit. Okay. That you got these last two races. Okay. I'm trying to give y'all a chance here. Okay. I'm trying to get y'all a chance. So I need you. Come on, Jimmy. Come on, Jimmy. Okay. So, I need you. You're going to be Jimmy Neutron. I need you to come on.
So far as the breakdown, race four, so the first race of the second day, but they don't go to the top of the count as in like race one, race two, race three.
Yeah.
They just continue the count. So race four on Sunday. Like I said, slow wins. Everybody figured out that they could do single haul race. I mean,
it was cool. I'm telling you,
it was slow. It was interesting to see like how people they reacted, especially the pilots and especially the strategists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna lie, the U.S. strategists, I can't even think of her fucking name right now.
She was really fucking on it, baby. We need to get this.
And what's funny is like you can actually see the change. So like you can hear them communicate with each other on the boats and stuff. But the first race, Jimmy Spadil was actually trying to, I guess, muscle it, and for lack of a better term, basically like do the traditional sailing, like, hey, there's wind over there in that direction, so I'm gonna move over there in that direction. And
I think it worked sometimes, it was
like a 50-50 shot, because it was in small gusts. It wasn't like a heavy continuous gust. Whereas in the second race, I guess he realized that shit wasn't working. And so, like, you can hear the USA's strategist a lot more. And Jimmy just, like, not talking. Like, I don't think I heard him talk until, like, towards the end of the race.
Right, he was pissed. He was more pissed than anything. He was like, this is some bullshit.
And, like, you could see and hear within, like, all the everybody's, like, voice that they were really frustrated because, I mean, you know, when he...
Because the day before was,
the day before, they're cranking out, like...
99.
Like, it was hard for them to stay in the boat when they were turning over on the legs. So it was really...
In this case, they like, okay, it's taking forever to turn on the legs.
It was a real...
They was like, wait a minute.
It was a real 180. But there was something pretty dope in the fifth race. Not New Zealand, but Australia came in at 10 kilometers an hour. And so at this time, New Zealand was racking up points and stuff like that. Like you guys just heard, New Zealand's only 1 point away from becoming like tying with Australia in first place. So, and to prevent that from happening, at 10 kilometers an hour.
Yeah,
Australia tried to cut them off at the starting line, moving at 10 kilometers an hour.
Yeah, they I was like, really?
With the rules still intact, despite the low wind currents, like
they were still trying to do some shit.
trying to get him back for stealing that wind.
Man. Like, really?
It was pretty funny. But the sixth and final race, the championship race, regatta championship race, if you will. Shit.
Right.
They had to move and rotate.
Hey!
They had to move and rotate the whole course.
Damn. Yeah.
To the point to where like they could at least like make it somewhat interesting and somewhat fun and so, but of course, when man versus Mother Nature, Mother Nature always wins.
Okay, Mother Nature, don't play.
So, I mean, but it was still a pretty decent race because like they had to shorten it, so therefore, the first two races of Sunday they shortened the track, so you can only imagine nine catamarans, lightweight catamarans, trying to pinball between barriers, trying to get wind. So it was pretty spread out. But in the sixth race, it was they had to shorten it even more because there was only three catamarans, and so
yeah,
bundaba.
Right.
Also, New Zealand got a false start. So,
yeah.
And the U.S. was first. Gross. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, guys, and I'm not trying to shit on the U.S. team, but I think that's their first win. I think. Hold on. I got my laptop with me right here.
I don't know about that part.
I'm looking it up now.
That's sad, people. I need y'all to get it together.
Team US yesterday won the Run the Range Rover France Sale Grand Prix. It's the first Sale GP event victory in the league's three seasons.
Y'all need to get it together.
So yesterday was their first time winning. I'm not taking away that they won. I'm just saying, like, so when I got so hyped about like the other day when we did the podcast, why I got so hyped is because like it even says it in all three seasons. Yesterday, or the whole regatta that happened this weekend, was their first win. So,
yeah,
like
you,
I said,
trying to take it away.
I'm not taking it away. I'm saying Jimmy must have either did one or two things. He went into the hyperbolic time chamber and trained with Goku, Vegeta, fucking Trunks, fucking Gohan, Goten.
I'm not about to play
with you. Piccolo.
I'm not about
to play. He must have got in there and decided to say, we're about to do this, and we're going to do it right. Either I'm going to make it work, or I'm going to die trying, goddammit. And so, I mean, I'm not taking anything away from him. It's just, whatever it is he did during the two weeks of them not racing while they were training, I'm assuming, or strategies or something, man, like came through. Personally, I want to see if like his strategies and stuff
continue,
or if he's still gonna try and, you know, tried and true sailing type shit. But I don't know, man. I liked it. I enjoyed the fact that it was slow. I mean, don't get me wrong. I kind of wanted I did want New Zealand to win.
Exactly.
I always wanted New Zealand to win. I like New Zealand. Anyway.
Just hateful.
I'm not hateful. Like, I like the sport in general. Yes, I like having that feeling of like, oh my god, they're not gonna win, and then like they come back at the last minute, kind of like the U.S. So, yeah, that's just me. But anyway, I'm done going over the rant. I saw a couple of people actually do want us to talk more about the whole sailing. Ow, the whole sailing GP. Thing and
how was the polling? We got to have the results for that.
We only have like a few people even do it. Like,
no, I mean,
four.
Okay, that's but better so, than yeah. the first one that we did.
Yeah, but still, so personally, even if Sydney is, whether she is here, whether she's not here, I'm gonna do it because, like I said, it's my fucking podcast, and I ain't gotta apologize to absolutely motherfucking nobody. So, if you don't like it, you don't like it. You don't want to listen. You ain't got to listen. But anyway, Dude, like that, honestly, there's not much else we can talk about yesterday's race, guys. Like, unless you got something to add, because this is what I got for notes.
Yeah, your notes is shot from.
But this is what I got from yesterday. This is yesterday's notes.
Yeah.
So, like, I got damn near, like, a page of notes for Saturday, and I only got like a quarter of the page for Sunday. So I'm all out of notes, guys. I'm all out of other stuff. But I guess also the next episode we're gonna put up is our opinion on Batman. The new Batman movie.
Oh, the one with Robert Pattinson in it?
Yeah.
Robert from Twilight. Now, if y'all like Twilight, yeah, let me know. I'll read it right there. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was...
But we'll get into all that. So I'm just now trying to get Cece into superheroes and comic books. So she can see the difference in how the adaptation is, the real life adaptation is versus the comic books and all the storylines that coincide with that and stuff like
that. You seem so bad.
How?
Because I'm like, you know, I watch superheroes and stuff like that. I'm just not
into comic books
like that.
But get into depth though, because then you got, it's just like the same reason how some people talk about how they want to, how like, oh, the book was better than the movie, or the movie did a really good job. And
I mean, yeah, but
so yeah, and the only reading material you got is comic books, so therefore you have to have the comic books to understand the full story, ma'am.
Okay, fine.
Stank. Bundaba.
Stank.
You know what? Ain't nobody talking about you. Anyway, that's it for us, guys.
We'll see you next time.
Share.
Like.
Share. Tell people about us. Tell people that there's this one guy who can't shut the fuck up about sailing.
Oh, no.
And he does really bad podcasting. I don't fucking know what you guys talk about. But anyway,
that should be a polling.
Should we continue all of it?
Right. Should we end it? Should we continue? What should we change? That would be so horrible.
That would be horrible because people would just be like, yeah, you should end it just because. But anyway.
Y'all assholes.
But anyway, that's it for us. Later.